Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
AI can recognize images, but can it understand this headline? By Gregory Barber. In 2012, artificial intelligence researchers revealed a big improvement in computers' ability to recognize images by feeding a neural network millions of labeled images from a database called ImageNet. It ushered in an exciting phase for computer vision, as it became clear that a model trained using ImageNet could help tackle all sorts of image recognition problems. 6 years later, that's helped pave the way for self-driving cars to navigate city streets and Facebook to automatically tag people in your photos. In other arenas of AI research, like understanding language, similar models have proved elusive, but recent research from Fast.ai, OpenAI, and the Allen Institute for AI suggests a potential breakthrough with more robust language models that can help researchers tackle a range of unsolved problems. Sebastian Ruder, a researcher behind one of the new models, calls it his field's ImageNet moment. The improvements can be dramatic. The most widely tested model so far is called Embeddings from Language Models, or ELMO. When it was released by the Allen Institute this spring, ELMO swiftly toppled previous bests on a variety of challenging tasks, like reading comprehension, where an AI answers SAT-style questions about a passage, and sentiment analysis. In a field where progress tends to be incremental, adding ELMO improved results by as much as 25%. In June, it was awarded Best Paper at a major conference. Dan Klein, a professor of computer science at UC Berkeley, was among the early adopters. He and a student were at work on a constituency parser, a bread-and-butter tool that involves mapping the grammatical structure of a sentence. By adding ELMO, Klein suddenly had the best system in the world, and most accurate by a surprisingly wide margin. "If you'd asked me a few years ago if it was possible to hit a level that high, I wouldn't have been sure," he says. Models like ELMO address a core issue for AI-wielding linguists: lack of labeled data. In order to train a neural network to make decisions, many language problems require data that's been meticulously labeled by hand. But producing that data takes time and money, and even a lot of it can't capture the unpredictable ways that we speak and write. For languages other than English, researchers often don't have enough labeled data to accomplish even basic tasks. "We're never going to be able to get enough labeled data," says Matthew Peters, a research scientist at the Allen Institute who led the ELMO team. "We really need to develop models that take messy, unlabeled data and learn as much from it as possible." Luckily, thanks to the internet, researchers have plenty of messy data from sources like Wikipedia, books, and social media. The strategy is to feed those words to a neural network and allow it to discern patterns on its own, a so-called unsupervised approach. The hope is that those patterns will capture some general aspects of language, a sense of what words are, perhaps, or the basic contours of grammar. As with a model trained using ImageNet, such a language model could then be fine-tuned to master more specific tasks, like summarizing a scientific article, classifying an email as spam, or even generating a satisfying end to a short story. That basic intuition isn't new. In recent years, researchers have delved into unlabeled data using a technique called word embedding, which maps how words relate to each other based on how they appear in large amounts of text. The new models aim to go deeper than that, capturing information that scales up from words up to higher-level concepts of language. Reuter, who has written about the potential of those deeper models to be useful for a variety of language problems, hopes they will become a simple replacement for word embeddings. ELMO, for example, improves on word embeddings by incorporating more context, looking at language on a scale of sentences rather than words. That extra context makes the model good at parsing the difference between, say, May, the month, and May, the verb, but also means it learns about syntax. ELMO gets an additional boost by gaining an understanding of subunits of words, like prefixes and suffixes. Feed a neural network a billion words, as Peter's team did, and this approach turns out to be quite effective. It's still unclear what the model actually learns in the process of analyzing all those words because of the opaque ways in which deep neural networks work. It's a tricky question to answer. Researchers still have only a hazy understanding of why image recognition systems work so well. In a new paper to appear at a conference in October, Peters took an empirical approach, experimenting with ELMO in various software designs and across different linguistic tasks. "We found that these models learn fundamental properties of language," Peters says. But he cautions other researchers will need to test ELMO to determine just how robust the model is across different tasks, and also what hidden surprises it may contain. One risk? Encoding biases from the data used to train them. So doctors are labeled as men and nurses as women, for example, as word embeddings have previously done. And while the initial results generated by tapping ELMO and other models are exciting, says Klein, it's unclear how far the results can be pushed. Perhaps by using more data to train the models, or by adding constraints that force the neural network to learn more effectively. In the long run, AI that reads and talks as fluently as we do may require a new approach entirely.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.